Good morning. Welcome to today's episode of Talk of the Town, a daily feature that airs Monday through Friday mornings at 8:30 right here on Kiowa FM 105.3. I'm Tom Trauber, and each day I'll be visiting with one of our friends and neighbors from the Kiowa listening area to find out what's going on here in our little corner of the world. Talk of the Town is brought to you today by Citizen State Bank in Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank, by Northwest Iowa Community College, where your success is our story, by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon, by State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there, by Sanford Sheldon, by the train station and train station 2, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by Maintainer Corporation in Sheldon. Our guest this morning is Tricia Van Matron of Sheldon's Faith Community Church to talk with us about this year's summer lunch program, and we will visit with her right after this.
Citizen State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden is proud to offer their free mobile banking app, CSB for You. Visit the App Store on your iPhone or Android and download the free CSB for You mobile app today. You can even nickname your accounts in order to make it easier for you to keep them all straight. Citizen State Bank's convenient mobile app, now including mobile deposit and bill pay. CSB for You is offered by Citizen State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank and member FDIC.
Facilities, yeah, NCC has facilities. The Lifelong Learning and Recreation Center, it's free to all the full-time students who attend classes on campus. Free to be a member, free to take group fitness classes. It's a great place to play a pickup game of basketball, take a yoga or indoor cycling class, or get involved in a dodgeball tournament. And the Rec Center hires a lot of students to work there. Get your application in early at NCC. Your success is our story.
Maintainer Corporation, where you are more than just an employee. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? The Maintainer team does more than just craft premium service trucks. They build careers. Would you like to work in a state-of-the-art facility with the latest equipment? Maintainer is for you. They will train you and are in the process of remodeling and building the best training facility to help you proceed in your career. Benefits are the best in the area. You get competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision insurance, a free cell phone, and that's just a start. For a complete description, go to maintainer.com and apply today.
And we're back on Talk of the Town to just to prove that this is a Monday. It's Tricia Maindring, of course, that who is with us this morning. You know, the thing that that bugs me probably the most about that is I have known you for, what, 35 years?
Many, many long
yeah.
time.
so like you were three. So it's like 35
sure,
years.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
We'll work with that.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. It works.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, summer is coming to a close.
No.
Okay, summer lunch program.
Okay, yes, summer okay. lunch is coming to a close. Yeah, nobody wants to hear that summer is coming to a close, even though
well,
September, 21st is the last day of summer. But so,
maybe the parents who've had children home all day, all
are ready.
Summer.
Yeah, that is true.
That's a possibility. There you possibility, go.
Yeah. I don't have that anymore. It makes me sad. Well, but yes, okay.
It'll be grandkids one of these days.
I do. I have five.
Oh, okay.
Bonus, well, yeah. So,
you don't look old enough to have five grandkids.
Thank you. So. I did do my hair and makeup for the radio show today. Just
that's good because I'm going to take your picture here before long.
Oh, awesome.
Anyway,
okay.
Let's talk about the Faith Community Church.
Yes.
I got that right.
We did.
Summer, summer lunch program, which has been going on, obviously, all summer.
Yes.
Tell us a little about the program for those who don't know.
Sure. The summer lunch program has been running 11 years now. This is our 11th summer. It happens at Faith Community Church at 506 8th Street, and we serve lunch between 11 and 1:30 Monday through Friday.
And you get a good crowd every day.
We do, yep, and average about 80 people a day. We've had up to 100. Are you seriously taking my picture right now?
Just keep talking.
Okay. Okay, so that's right, we're on radio, so we have to keep up with the sound. Anyway, 145 people one day when we had pancakes and scrambled eggs and whatnot. But yeah, it's a free program. We started it based on kids needing a lunch in the summertime. Maybe our focus was what happens to the kids in summer that might be on the free and reduced.
Mm-hmm.
And then we found out 11 years ago that it's not just about the hungry tummy. Maybe it's about the hungry soul, or I don't want to be alone when I have lunch.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, anybody that comes in is served lunch.
Yeah, so they get the physical nourishment, so to speak.
Yes.
And they get the emotional nourishment and psychological nourishment from hanging around with their friends.
Yep,
and
absolutely.
While they have lunch. Mm-hmm. Plus, they get shown some love.
Sure. I think, you know, one of the best things that happens during summer lunch is the relationships that are built, or maybe the relationships that are rekindled from seeing families from the years past, watching them grow up, graduating high school, going off to college. You know, this past May at graduation at the Sheldon High School, it was a little emotional for me because not only did my bonus daughter Ellie graduate, but I looked up at all those kids up on the stage, and so many of them I got to know through, like, Kids Club or the Summer Lunch Program.
And they all look so young.
They do. And now we have kids that are going off into third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade that we got to meet while they were still in their mama's tummy. So it's been a blessing connecting with people in our community and just being reaching out, just trying to meet a need. Unfortunately, people are hungry. You know, there is that need that not everybody has a meal at home.
Right.
But fortunately, we have the opportunity to serve. So, yeah, it's great to be, like, today is going to be chicken quesadillas.
Ooh.
We've never done that yet, so it's something new. Yeah, we're looking in the fridge this last week, and the freezer's like, what can we pull together to whip up? And it's like, why didn't we think of quesadillas before this?
So it's kind of like coming up with dinner at home then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
what's in the freezer?
Yeah, same old. But we're trying to come up with some different and fun stuff. So today should be interesting. Chicken and cheese quesadillas, maybe a little side salad and fruit and, of course, dessert. You always have to have dessert.
And you have some adults that eat with the kids as well.
Yeah, yeah. So many, many moons ago when this all started, when the kids were coming in, we found some parents were hanging out outside waiting. It's like we would invite them in. No, they didn't want to come in. Well, slowly we had parents come in, or grandparents, or maybe it was the elder sibling babysitter. So we have the majority that comes in are children.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it's a 70-30% split.
Okay.
It's mostly children that come in, and then the adults, you know, will come in and join too. But what's important is when people come in, we serve. Our goal, and we're human, but our goal is to serve with blind eyes and just loving hands, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Who are we to decide who's needy and who's not? So.
Yep, exactly.
You get chills. You just get chills.
And not only is there no charge to the folks that come for lunch, but everybody that you have preparing and serving and cleaning up, they're all volunteers.
100% volunteers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
And the stuff that you feed the kids comes from where?
All donations.
Yeah.
You know, I'm mind blown. So this, I haven't been involved too much in the past 5 years since I went out to the pavilion. I would try to help out here and there, but this past year at Faith Community, we found that we didn't have a lead person. So a group of us got together and said, this must take place. We have a lot of families that rely on us. And the school does a phenomenal job having their lunch program as well. So a group of us came together and was like, well, I can take this day, you can take that day, et cetera, et cetera. So we had a core group of leaders,
mm-hmm.
and then I would help oversee, like, ordering the food and scheduling the menu, but we all worked together to make it happen. But this year it is all 100% volunteers. So we have some familiar faces that have helped years ago or just last year, and some new faces this year that would help out. But when I came back in to, okay, where are we at? What can we spend, et cetera? The financial status blows me away about how people continue to give, whether it's $5, $100, there's always people wanting to donate to help out. Because maybe I can't be there with helping hands. So maybe they donated with a monetary donation.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes these little cookie fairies or baking fairies would show up and you'd have a Tupperware container full of cookies or brownies or whatever. And that was always, it always happened at the right time because maybe we didn't have enough that day. So each day was just enough, whether it was people, donations of food. It was every day we're provided with just enough.
Just like the loaves and the fishes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
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 And by the same individual. Anyway.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, we talk about volunteers.
Yep.
You don't have to be a member of Faith Community Church
to
volunteer for the summer lunch program.
That's correct. All the churches come together and support each other in this effort. there's, you know, the Archer ladies, sometimes they'll bake for us and bring over things. And we share. So like Living Water, they have the Unity meal once a month over there. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we coordinate and whoever leads that up, whether it's Barb or someone else, is like, hey, I've got some leftovers. Or maybe we have a little bit of this that we're going to send their way. So when we say it's a community program, it truly is. We all work together. Churches, businesses, the people, our neighbors, we all work together to help support each other in that way.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with Tricia Maindring.
Yes.
Right after this.
Make a quick stop by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop on Shelton's East Side in the Crossroads Edition. You will experience a shop with hard-to-find liquor, wines, plus incredible items to naturally reduce pain and anxiety. Starting in September, the first Thursday of the month is wine tasting from your favorite local wineries, and the first Friday of the month will be bourbon and vodka samplings. And as always, they offer price match on all products also. Stop in and enjoy the experience at Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop. Nicholas Keene and his dedicated staff at State Farm Insurance in Shelton are prepared to protect you, your family, and your property with life, health, auto, home, and business casualty coverage that fits and affordable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Visit Nick and staff at 101 North Runger in Crossroads Edition in Shelton.
We are back on Talk of the Town on this Monday morning, the 12th day of August, 2024, with Tricia Maindring of Faith Community Church, and we're talking about the summer lunch program. This last week, we talked about this last week, how you're going through the freezer to come up with ideas.
Yeah.
Where does the meal planning normally come from?
We try to stick to basics. What do kids want to eat? And
hot dogs and mac and cheese.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and you know what? We haven't had mac and cheese yet this year. So we tried to pick out like 12 to 15 different items and rotate it out. But there were times where we would mix it up a little bit. Like not every Tuesday is Taco Tuesday.
Right.
But we try to have something along that line every other week where it might be, maybe it's taco in a bag, walking tacos, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
Or maybe it's soft shell or nachos. And then, you know, Sloppy Joe's. I love those. Cream chicken, pasta, but it could be a variety of pasta. And oh, when you walk in and smell the garlic bread, I'm starting to salivate right now.
as am I.
Yeah. So we try to think, what are people going to want to eat? And when they come through, take what you want. Just eat what you take.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're different in that. Sometimes when the kids first start coming, when we first start to serve, they're used to having to take a little bit of something of each, sure. You know, because I love the school and they try to help encourage, you know, good eating habits. And we're going to be more along the lines of, do you want this? Are you going to eat it? Then take it. But if you don't want it, don't. Because after throwing away carrots one day after so long, I said, you guys, you don't have to. It's colorful and pretty, but please eat it. So, you know, that takes a little bit of getting used to. And I apologize to the schools when they get back that some of these kids might have that mentality still of, well, I'm just going to take what I want to eat.
And it's not like it was when we were kids at home where you had two choices.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, eat what's prepared or go hungry.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, my gosh. Back in that day when they had soup day, I'll never forget, do you want one, two, or three pieces of bread? I would tell everybody by me, take three. Because then I would eat their bread and dunk it in the chili soup. So.
And then, of course, back then it was fish sticks on Friday. And
yes.
All, or
right.
When I was in high school, it was sometimes cheese pizza on Friday. That was a big treat.
Yummy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Have you done that yet?
So we have had pizza. We ordered pizza in one day through Pizza Ranch. Right after vacation Bible school, we're all a little tired and a little burnt out. So there was one day we did order pizza, and the kids love that. But on another side, we made pizza boats once because we had a plethora of hamburger buns and there was not enough freezer space. So it's like, what can we do with all these buns? We don't want more hamburgers and Sloppy Joes. So one day we made pizza boats, and it's, you forget those simple little things that you can quickly concoct.
Okay, what is a pizza boat?
So you, yeah, a hamburger bun or a hot dog bun.
Okay.
And you have a little pizza sauce, a little pepperoni, a little cheese. You put it in the oven and toast it up a little bit, and there's your little pizza boat.
A boat, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What came to mind for me was a hot dog bun, so it's shaped like a boat.
Yes.
But, you know.
Yes, and any bun will do, and it's, you know, a hoagie bun, a hot dog bun,
same concept.
Sure, but it's the same concept, and kids loved it. So
yeah,
it was fun to serve that up. Yeah, just try to think outside the box when we do have a lot of things donated to us. So.
I'm guessing you weren't serving a lot of broccoli and Brussels sprouts and cauliflower.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct. Just a stab in the dark.
And then what we also have is anytime we're serving lunch, we always have peanut butter and jelly available. Mm-hmm. So that way, if they don't like it, have some peanut butter and jelly.
Sure.
Or let's say we're limited on what that main course is.
Yeah.
But you're still hungry. I don't mind if you eat 5 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches as long as you eat it.
Yeah.
So that's always available. And then some chips on the side. You know, one year, this is when I worked at the church. We had...
Let it be known she's pointing in the direction of the church.
Yeah, I'm pointing at the direction, yeah, so it's that way. So when I worked at the church, we had a little boy. I'll say his name. It's Nate. He's now an adult. But he was so hungry, he ate 2 helpings of the pasta that day, and then he wanted peanut butter and jelly. And I can't remember if he had 7 or 11 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches that day.
And then he had a nap.
Yeah. So it's like we tell him our job is if you leave hungry, we didn't do what we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And then so we try to feed and just make sure their bellies are full before they go.
If folks would like to donate, because I'm sure you're still accepting donations.
Absolutely.
This last week. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. So if they'd like to donate, they can call the church at 712-324-4894. Or they can mail a donation check to 506 8th Street here in Sheldon at 51201.
And just make a note on the memo line of the check that it's for the
summer lunch. And make it out to the summer lunch program.
Oh, okay.
So it's hosted at Faith Community. But it is a community, and it's its own entity that we host in the Faith Community Church.
An outreach program, for lack of a better.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Absolutely. So our intention is to continue serving as long as there are monetary donations. You know, if we have money in the account to get food and we have volunteers to help serve, and as long as one person comes through that door, we will always serve the summer lunch program.
And how much longer is the program going on this year?
So we will go till Friday. So this week, you know, I say we're going to look in the freezer, but we're still going to come up with great options.
Sure.
But the last day of summer lunch is always the Friday before school starts. So this Friday will be the last day. And what we like to do is have a thankful meal. So we do a Thanksgiving style meal.
Sure. Okay.
So it's turkey, gravy, potatoes, stuffing, corn, you name it. And then an ice cream sundae bar afterwards.
Yeah, you gotta like that.
What are you doing Friday at 11? Yeah. Come on now.
And if folks would like to volunteer, if you haven't been there to volunteer this year, you can still do that.
Right. You know, so many times, I don't know when we have to cut out and go to commercial break, but a lot of times people say, how can I help? What I think is most important is first come into the building and be a part of it so you can see what happens, how it takes place. And get to know the volunteers and then get to know some of the people that are coming through. Because I think to be able to be a part of that, and then you can testify about the program, you can share those stories. And that's how the donations keep coming in.
Sure.
And that's how volunteers keep showing up. And maybe you can help share. You might see somebody in the community that, hey, are you hungry? Stop on in. Come on down.
Okay. The lunches are served from when to when?
So we start at 11 o'clock, and we serve until 1:30.
Okay.
If people are still, what am I saying? 12:30. That's a long time.
Yeah.
11 until 12:30.
Okay.
And then if people are still showing up at 1:45 and we have food, we'll still serve, but it's 11 to 12:30.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all at Faith Community Church, located at the corner of 8th Street and 5th Avenue. In Sheldon, yep, right.
As I point.
Over yonder.
Right.
Tricia, thanks for coming in this morning.
It's always a pleasure to be here and talk with you and to share what's happening in our community.
All righty. That's the summer lunch program at Faith Community Church. We'll be back after this.
When you need care, you want to know it's close to where you live, work, and play. That's why at Sanford Health, we're committed to providing you with the care you need right where you call home. We offer a full range of services in Sheldon, and it's always easy to make an appointment with walk-in care and extended hours that fit your schedule. We're open until 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. on Fridays, and from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. Find a provider at sanfordhealth.org.
Corner Discount in Sheldon, located at the corner of 9th Street and Old 60, offers retail merchandise over stock pallets from Sam's Club, Target, Amazon, food and drink distributors throughout the store. Store hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. These items are from 30 to 70% off retail in-store prices. So so you can stop, shop, and save at Corner Discount in Shelby. The train station 2 has arrived in Sheldon, docked and happy to serve with fine daily specials. Enjoy some incredible foods and some delicious appetizers any day of the week. 3 p.m. to close and 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Sundays. Enjoyable, wonderful food creations off a generous menu and amazing atmosphere. Board the train at the train station 2 in Sheldon.
Thank you for joining us for Talk of the Town this morning. We've been talking to Tricia Maindring of the Summer Lunch Program at Sheldon's Faith Community Church. Talk of the Town is presented each morning by Maintainer Corporation, by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop, State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene, by Sanford Sheldon Medical Center, Corner Discount, Train Station and Train Station 2, by Citizen State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden, and by Northwest Iowa Community College. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for more Talk of the Town. Tomorrow we'll talk to Pastor Paul Van Maren of First Reformed Church here in Sheldon.